Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's Booker T and the MGs. That song is called Time is Tight. Sounds like it, doesn't it? That's a great one of the great instrumentals of all time. 17 till the hour. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're spinning some platters here and talking small business with our good friend Dr. Bill Dunkelberg. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Bill Dunkelberg is here, folks. He's the paterfamilia of the NFIB's index of small business optimism, the gold standard index for small business sentiment. It has been now for almost a half a century. Bill, thanks again for being here. Let's talk about, folks, the index is made up of 10 elements, 10 primary elements, hiring, inflation and pricing, credit availability, capital expenditures, things like that, 10 big elements. What was the hiring, I think, is number one on your summary list. What happened to jobs in October?
Well, actually, in October, we increased the average firm added about a tenth of an employee per firm. That's, mm-hmm. Given that most firms don't hire.
Right.
Right. So that's a good number.
We might not like the number, but we like the trend, as you often say.
It's been better. And right now it's really hard to get, numbers that we can make sense of in the job market. It's crazy. We'll have to see, give it another month or two to sort itself out. But, what we do know is that we put 20 million plus people out of work in April when we shut the economy down, and we've hired more than half of those back by now on a net basis. So that's the good news. The bad news is, of course, there's still 10 million who aren't working, and the long-term unemployed, keeps crawling up a little bit in terms of the numbers. But we'll do well. Obviously, we're in an economy that, it's going to be totally driven by what COVID does. If somehow or another COVID decides it's going to have another surge, that means that you got 50 state governors and mayors of big cities who are going to make decisions about, whether you and I can go out and shop and whether the shops can be open and how many hours
We may have a president who puts the heavy hand of the federal government on top of that, not just letting the states decide what they want to do within the states, but. I have no doubt. A President Biden will put the heavy hand of the federal government on all this. What was the big indicator to get the index to 104 in October? What were the two or three indicators that pushed it to that level?
Well, the very top indicator, which is really good news, is earnings trends. A huge increase in the percent of our owners who said that my last quarter profits were better than the quarter before, so that was really good. Mm-hmm. That added a point to the index all by itself. So that was one really strong one.
And if earnings are good, sustainability is good. That means
right.
more companies will be open January 1st, right?
Yeah, exactly. And we really worry about that because. Of course, as you know, Congress failed to get a second stimulus package out.
Right.
I see Nancy Pelosi now is openly inviting the Republicans to come back to the table. But let's assume that they decide to. They still, by the time they get something passed that they can agree on and get it through Congress and
It'll be
get
next
the president's
year.
Signature, exactly. And by the time the money comes out, so.
And by that time, we might have a vaccine.
We will have. But about 5% of our owners say they really can't make it more than a couple of months. 20% say 6 months or less that they can survive in the current environment.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, so there are two things that could help us. One would be, a new stimulus bill where we, get another PPP and all that wonderful stuff. So that would be helpful. But the other thing is, what we're noticing is continued improvement in sales. That is the best.
Mm-hmm.
The best medicine is customers coming in the front door, foot traffic, people who are bringing money in, and that's the thing. Of course, that always makes our companies operate and run. And so that would be the alternative we'd like to see. And as we go into the fourth quarter, there's a lot of good stuff happening, including a record, 47-year record high percentage of our owners who are trying to rebuild inventory. So they're going to go out and order all kinds of stuff and buy stuff. And, 11-12% of our people, that's just unheard of on the chart. Usually it's like...
Well, that's because back in the spring when they were going to be ordering for the holidays,
right,
they didn't have the money or the inclination to do that.
Right, and the supply chain.
And this is going to accrue into next year's GDP, isn't it? All these purchases.
Oh, yeah. Well, it certainly will help. The inventory build, I'm expecting, will add 3 or 4 points to the growth rate for the fourth quarter. So
right.
I'm looking for like 10% in the fourth quarter, and 3 or 4 of those 10%, 10
right.
points will be just from the inventory build. So that's terrific.
The elasticity,
the
snapback elasticity of this economy, I think if it's not hampered by government oppression, the snapback elasticity of this economy, I think, is going to take our breath away in 2021. We're going to take a quick break. I'm going to get Bill Dunkelberg's thoughts on that after the break. Tintel, I'm Jim Blasingame. NFIB.com is the website for...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.